please don't text and drive. Please don't sleep and drive.
Yeah.
I related to Greg yesterday. It was funny because the day before, we were talking about the bells and whistles of this newer car that I have that basically can, well, can kind of drive. It can drive on its own. It tells you to keep putting your wheel, your hands back on the steering wheel. But, it, you know, if you go out of the lane just a little, you know, beep, 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 all that stuff, right? And, yeah, it can be a pain. You can turn it off. But I was coming home, and it just overcame me, man. I was fighting it. And all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and I was heading for the guardrail. And, oh, good Lord, looking out for me. And the adrenaline rush, you know, got me home. But man, lesson learned for sure. You don't play with that. You know, you just pull over. It doesn't matter time of day. But you know, it's the middle of the day, and I thought I slept fairly well. Well, guess what? Huh. I got my brand new CPAP.
Ooh!
It's turbocharged. It's 12 cylinders. I got it out of an old Jag. Now, It's a CPAP machine. It's supposed to keep you breathing when sometimes you're stopping breathing in the middle of the night. You don't know it's sleep apnea. And helps with snoring, etc. Shout out to Sierra, the nice lady who, you know, made sure it fit well, working. I was comfortable with it and all that. And I used it last night. I don't think I moved from my original sleeping position. And I know I never got up because, you know, you got to unbuckle that thing. And that's not a big deal, but I know I didn't do it. And so I made it through the whole night, slept.
Nice.
So if I, you know, if the show's not that good today, I guess that's actually my fault. I can't blame it on lack of sleep. But anyway, for those of you who are wrestling with that kind of thing, I would recommend trying to address it, because sleep deprivation is one of the things that leads to all kinds of other health-related issues.
Like guardrails.
Yeah, well, that
potentially
in a direct and indirect way. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right.